Okay, we are on to the principal's report.
All right, can we get there? We go. Hey, everyone. Hey, board. Hey,
Hey,
parents.
Mike.
Hey, students. Hey, teachers. Getting a little late start, but we do have quite a bit to show you. So you're welcome if you love data, and I'm sorry if you don't. But we're gonna jump in and do part two. If we could get to the next slide, please. We did an update back in, I think it was September, like late September. This is part two, late January, and then you guys will get part three, I think on May 27th or 28th, whatever that board meeting is there. And we're trying to share data that we've always produced as a school, but haven't been great at sharing outwardly. So we're excited to show you guys and also for the parents who are in attendance to be able to see and get a better sense of the data that drives us. So really two purposes today: provide an overview of how instructional and pedagogical modifications are taking place for remote learning, and then also share updated academic data. Next slide, please. Just want to remind you, last time when we did this, I said I'm not going to give you the whole rundown on how all these things work because it would take forever to do it again. But quick reminder just of the things that we look at in measuring academic excellence: CASP, which is this state testing. It is resuming this spring. You probably have questions like I do on what does that look like remotely if that's the reality we're in, and how is this going to, compare to our previous data and serve as a baseline for future data. A lot of answers, a lot of questions that I don't have the answer to, but as far as I understand it, we will be doing the CASP testing this spring. We do our own internal benchmark testing. We've been doing this routinely, predominantly in math and language arts at this point. The majority of the data you're going to see tonight is around that, and it's been integral. I'm very pleased that we had the foundation set because it's our greatest tool in remote learning to monitor student progress. It's something we've been building over the past couple of years. We do grade point average analysis. Grades don't tell the whole story, as there's inequities that lead to how grades are assigned and who has access to which classes, including the weighted classes, the non-weighted classes, all of those. But they are a reality and an indicator of potential college acceptances and things that will, lead to students' future successes. And then graduation rate, dual enrollment, which is our City College presence on campus that we've been building over time, and just our general program of study. Next slide. I'm not going to read through all this. I'll leave it here for a second. I'm presenting on behalf of Mr. Taylor tonight, who wanted to put together two slides for you. One on what are the engagement strategies that are happening in social science, and another on the modifications that are being made for remote learning. We'll hold here for 15 seconds or so and probably move on. All departments have been meeting to discuss specific to their department, how are we adapting for this remote environment, and are constantly revisiting that question and modifying as we learn more and more about this new situation to us. Next slide, please. All departments were also charged with the task of figuring out what to do when you only teach 2 days a week now, when you're used to having 4 to 5 days a week with your students. And really, it leaves with two options in terms of content: reducing content in terms of cutting out topics that we're not seeing it as quite as critical, or figuring out a way to spend less time on some of the content. Working as a department, they communicate, on the sequencing from grade level to grade level. Next slide, please. And I'm going to hand it over to Ms. Schleimer, who actually has a sample lesson for you. Ms. Schleimer, are you still here?
I'm still here. Buenas noches a todos. Soy Sandra Schleimer, la maestra de español. And I don't have any data for you. I'm very sorry, but I wanted to invite you to participate in a little sample lesson. It's a Spanish 1 lesson that we did this morning. And for doing that, you'd have to go to nearpod.com in a different window. And once you get there'll be a red box that needs a code. And I just put the code in the chat, and that allows you to join the lesson.
Do you want us to do this?
Yes,
Okay.
please, everybody, please
And
join me.
we're limited to 75, right?
75, yes, I can have t 75. So maybe my colleagues can hold off joining the lesson. So the link is up there. It's nearpod.com. And then you need the code from the chat to see the lesson.
Will our results be made public?
I do not have to make them public, but I do. I will see them.
Okay.
Mike, I can give you feedback if you'd like it. So I see four of you have joined the lesson.